Support for WVIK comes from Seifert Building Supplies, offering choices of cabinets, countertops, and hardware combinations to create or remodel a new kitchen. For an appointment with a design specialist, 563-391-5110. For more information, QuadCityKitchens.com.
Happy Friday morning, everyone. It's time for another episode of What's Happening QC, the culture guide by Quad Citizens for Quad Citizens, brought to you by Seifert Building Supplies. I'm Mark Zyla.
What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening in Quad Cities? What's happening? What's happening? Davenport and Rock Island, Bettendorf and Molly. Don't forget about East Moline. What's happening? What's happening?
Our guest this week is Cassandra Irwin from Habitat for Humanity Quad Cities. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You have your Build a Dream fundraiser coming up on Friday, October 17th at 5:30 at Bally's Quad Cities Casino and Hotel in Rock Island. Tell me about the Build a Dream fundraiser and, you know, the mission of Habitat for Humanity and how this fundraiser works with that.
Yeah. So Habitat works to build more affordable housing and to give everyone a safe, decent home. Mm-hmm. So what we do with our fundraiser every year that supports those programs, we have some live music, we have a live auction, and we'll hear from an actual Habitat family member mm-hmm. about their experience and how much having a home has impacted them.
Right. So how long have you been working with Habitat?
I'm brand new, actually. I just started in March.
Wow.
So
what's it like been for you to, you know, see the impact that Habitat has on our community and all that?
It's really amazing. I actually, in my previous position, mm-hmm. worked at a facility with a daycare okay. and knew personally a family who received a Habitat home. Mm-hmm. So seeing those kids and their behavior change after they had a safe, stable, affordable home was really incredible. And through that impact, I was really, really lucky to come over to Habitat and get to see the backside. So it's really incredible.
Well, that's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm actually really lucky to have a Habitat house in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
yeah,
great.
It's really cool.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of us who've not had to worry about that, you kind of forget how important it is to at least have one place in your life where you feel like it's yours and it's
right.
safe and warm and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's a really easy thing to take for granted.
Absolutely. Well, let's dig back into this fundraiser a little bit more. First and foremost, can folks still get tickets?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Where do they go to do that?
They are available at habitatqc.org. There is a Build a Dream page, mm-hmm. And they can check out our auction, which goes live tomorrow, and see some pictures from last year's event and just hopefully get excited and get a table.
Excellent. So again, let's go through everything that people can expect when they come to the Build a Dream fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have, a hosted bar for the first couple of hours. So you mm-hmm. can drink, relax, socialize, you know, chat with other Habitat supporters mm-hmm. while you browse our excellent auction items donated by local businesses
cool.
and some just regular supporters or our friends, and then we'll have some live music by the Jason and John Experience, mm-hmm. who are a personal favorite. They are very cool, and they bring the chill vibes.
Awesome. Is Jason Carl?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're
I've
really
I've seen
good.
His Tom Petty band.
Yes.
They're incredible.
They
so
did a live.
I always love seeing him play.
Yeah, they did a live thing a couple of years ago at Schwiebert, mm-hmm. and it was amazing.
Like, that's awesome.
We're so lucky to have such a great local music and arts scene. I'm super happy to be able to include them.
Absolutely. Well, the Build a Dream fundraiser, Friday, October 17th at 5:30, Bally's Quad Cities Casino and Hotel in Rock Island. You can find out more information at habitatqc.org. Pick up your tickets and fund a great cause that supports folks right here in our community. So again, habitatqc.org. Build a Dream fundraiser, Friday, October 17th. More with Cassandra Irwin after this.
What's happening, Quad Cities, is made possible by support from Seifert Building Supplies, inviting their homeowners and contractors to take their projects to the next level. Learn more at SeifertLumber.com.
So, you mentioned that you had just started in March.
Yeah, brand new.
Folks really like to hear about what those first few weeks are like in new positions, you know, because I think all of us have, you know, gone into a new job. So what was it like, you know, coming on board at Habitat for You?
Honestly, pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. It sounds like, I don't want to sound like a brown noser, but it's really, really great. Yeah. The staff there, everything they do, you can tell that they really genuinely care.
Right.
They're such a mission-driven organization, and it's not just one element of what we do, like providing housing. Mm-hmm. It's keeping waste from landfills through our Restore.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we're connected. Mm-hmm. And just that program of not just keeping waste from landfills, but making building materials available at an affordable price that anybody could maintain their home
right.
easier. I just think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't just build homes. We also repair some homes in mm-hmm. the central city area and install accessibility ramps. So if you know somebody that needs a little bit of improved mobility, they can be a really great tool to get their life back.
Wow, that's really great. So how large of a staff is the Habitat for Humanity staff?
I want to say in the 20s, about 24, because we do have a lot on our Restore side.
Right.
There's so much that goes into what they do. But we have a whole construction crew, mm-hmm. which is some staff and mostly volunteers.
Right.
But yeah, there's quite a few. There's a lot of people that get behind making affordable housing.
Well, that's really great. People also love to hear about human beings and what they like to do here in the Quad Cities. And for me, I've always felt that the Quad Cities is a place that has something for everyone. So mm-hmm. when you're not changing lives, building homes, fundraising, all that stuff, what do you like to do around town?
Well, I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
And then I moved to a small rural town mm-hmm. in central Illinois. So coming to the Quad Cities, I always say it was like a perfect mix. Just all the great stuff in the city with like the near rural area. It is so great.
Right.
I personally like to go to Raccoon Motel.
Beautiful.
Check out some live music there. Mm-hmm. Roz Talks too. They've got great, incredible international artists.
For sure.
Yeah, I missed Analog already.
Yeah, I just found in a, I play in the Quad City Symphony, and we will often go from concerts over to Analog to have mm-hmm. a beer or whatever. So I put on my tuxedo coat for the first time this season, and there was like a pocket full of Analog tokens, which was kind of sad. But yeah, I mean, there's always something from those folks that's really exciting. So.
And honestly, just the fact that in little old Davenport, mm-hmm. we have a symphony and like an arcade bar.
Right.
You know, just the variety of stuff is, it's so surprising for right. such a small town.
Yeah. You know,
smallish.
Smallish, yeah. So, well, are there some other organizations in town that you love that, you know, I like to call this Quad City Show and Tell. So
oh, heck yeah.
Let's heap some love on some other organizations or folks, things that people should be checking out.
Well, Humility of Mary. Mm-hmm. They're doing great work, and Project Now on the other side of the river. I don't know if you've noticed, but we seem to have a housing crisis in the right. Quad Cities.
Yes.
So those are who I'm cheerleading right now.
Right.
There's so much work that needs to be done and so much potential that the city and private citizens can do in partnership to revitalize neighborhoods, not just like a Habitat plug, but,
right.
you know, actually pair up, build neighborhoods, build community, and hopefully improve our city.
Wow. Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. And I hope you'll come back next time you have a event on the horizon. But thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me. This is really cool.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to What's Happening QC. Our theme music is by Centaur Noir and Del Rockford. WHQC is produced by WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR.
Support for WVIK comes from Seifert Building Supplies, presenting a newly remodeled kitchen showroom in Davenport. Seifert has 130 years' experience in kitchen design, with design specialists on site. More information is available at QuadCityKitchens.com.